There we go. Can you hear me?
Somehow,
Talk Radio.
Somehow we lost. Let me stop that. Okay, Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Laura? Okay, come a little bit closer to your phone. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
But come closer to the
phone. You can hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you well. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Laura, I'm sorry about that disconnection. And I think it was disconnected at first. I'm not for sure. What happened here, whenever we have internet spectrum over here working in the neighborhood, I have some problems, but never this problem. Because
yeah.
I couldn't even call in. I couldn't even dial in. I mean, because we have a call-in number, and we have a direct number. So, anyway, I'm glad that we're on. I'm glad we finally got it worked out. But how are you this evening?
Well, I'm well.
Laura?
I'm fine. Yes, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you very well now. Yes, I am so happy to have you on today. I know I have you, and I will call Valerie after we finished here. But I'm happy to have you on tonight because I know that you just finished with one of your activities this month, but I wanted everybody to know that your organization, as well as Valerie's, work with all people, all races, all race of people, nationalities,
mm-hmm.
And the love I see between your organization, her organization, the caring of for each other, is just it's just profound, and I just wanted to tell people about how both of y'all organizations work and what they mean. So I wanted you to give us a little background of who you are here for the DFW area as well as the organization itself.
All right. Okay. Great. Now you can hear me, right?
I can hear
can you
well.
Hear me?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Everybody else can hear me. Okay. Great. Okay. Great. Yeah. So sorry,
and if it, but hold on 1 second, Laura. But
okay.
If anybody wants to ask you a question, they can just dial the 563 number, 999-3739, and hit the number 1, and we'll know that you're in the studio to want to ask her a question, okay? So go ahead, Laura. You can finish.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, thank again, Verna, you're just really amazing. You never quit. You never give up. And I have to say that's an inspiration to me. To me, this is you've always been a woman dedicated and to helping others, and that's really what Women's Federation for World Peace is all about. It's a international organization with women in 127 countries now, and here in the United States, each there's chapters in various nations and in various cities. And I've been a member of the Women's Federation for World Peace, I'll say WFWP for short, for many years. So there's two major websites. WFWP.org is the international website, and WFWP.us is the United States or North America website. So the Women's Federation was founded in 1992 in South Korea, actually. It was the purpose at that time was to bring women together. The foundation for the founding of the organization was to bring women together from Japan and Korea. That was a place where there's a lot of historical breakdown and resentment. So on the foundation of women working together there, Japan and Korea, Japan had occupied Korea for 40 years. So the foundation there allowed the organization to be launched on the international level by Dr. Hak-Ja-Han Moon and her husband, Reverend Sun Myung Moon, and 1992 in a huge gathering in Seoul, Korea's Olympic Stadium. There was over 100,000 people. I mean, it was a full house because the women's era had been launched. It was really time. It seemed like pretty obvious to people. So women do have different talents than men and do have different instincts and characteristics than our husbands, our brothers, our fathers. You know, women are different from men. And we are organized to encourage one another to really develop ourselves as women and do the things that we do best. I have all kinds of information here that's written down, so I'm going to try to offer it to as well as I can. I guess I should, I really would like to just read to you from our website.
Okay.
And yeah, WFWP, yeah.
Well, Laura, I also want you to talk about the grassroots part of your website, unlocking the impact. I mean, in other words, when the training and the strengthening the impact of women, and what are some of the things that you all do. I kind of wanted to talk about that as well. I remember when you all was in New York at the, and you had, I think the choir was like 3,000. There was 3,000 some odd people just in the choir.
Yeah.
So you brought, you bring the,
yeah.
Peace began with
everybody.
Me.
Everybody. Yeah, yeah, that's something that, Dr. Hak-Ja-Han Moon, whom we affectionately call Mother Moon, you know, she has many children of her own. She's given birth to many children of her own, but she's also got this heart to treat other, you know, other people as her children. She's always encouraging people. So, yeah, that was in New York City in 2017, Peace Begins With Me launch. And it's really focusing on that point, that each one of us is really the beginning point for peace. We can't point the finger at other people. So the work is all around the world in different large and small activities. We do an interesting program called the Bridge of Peace Ceremony, which is very simple, but it brings like people across a symbolic bridge to from different, you know, races, nationalities, religions, and brings them into the center point where they bow down to one another and then come together and actually hug one another in an embrace of reconciliation, representing their whole, you know, their lineage. I know that's a very powerful and ceremony. Esther Davis is, she may be on the call. She was always inspired about that. I mean, you know, I am very inspired about that thing, but it brings, so education and service projects are our main thing. And there are programs actually in Africa that were founded several years back that are helping the most needy people to get with schools of Africa. And so we do fundraising here in the United States to support those schools. Also micro loan programs. We do a lot of different education programs trying to help women in seminars. You know, we talk about the value and power of true womanhood. Instead of trying to, we see so many women trying to compete with men. So we really work on the understanding that we're all made in God's image, and we all have to recognize our own value as women, and not try to compete with, men, and not try to tear them down either, at all, and also not to tear ourselves down. So to value men as partners and encourage and stand up for ourselves also. And then recognizing the original essence of our Creator. We're all made in the image of God. I believe I said that two or three times. but to really recognize. So God is really our parent. Mother Moon has encouraged people to really even pray to God as heavenly parent, because God made us male and female in his image. So basically the womanly or feminine aspects that we reflect are part of God's nature as well. So heavenly parent, you know, is our creator. So yeah, and we have friends in many different places. We support programs like yours. You have done so much to bring people together already. And a lot of things, a lot of times it's just a question of meeting, greeting, helping one another in our activities. And like, you know, just raising awareness. So we don't, so here in New York, they've got, you know, it's all over the country. It's more, there's more members on the East Coast, which is the original, it's the national headquarters is on the East Coast. And so here in the heartland, we do other things. We do smaller activities. And the Global Women's Peace, it's called GWPN, the Global Women's Peace Network, is a project that of Women's Federation. So we bring women together in meetings and online forums to get to know one another. That's a lot of it, getting to know each other.
Right. You know, Laura, when I first got involved with Women World Peace, I was, the president came to one of our Living Legend prayer breakfasts. And
Angelica
so we
Kelly.
Had to, yes, and we had to allow her to come down and talk to us at our prayer breakfast, and it was really, really educational, and it was very strong. You all have a lot of women in your organization. I think it's over thousands of women from all walks of life. And one of the things I have to say about the group, ever since we've had our prayer breakfasts, Living Legend prayer breakfasts, you all have been there to support me. So I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that, because you, from every race and color, every nationality is there. And I appreciate all what you all do. And I wanted to tell people that you're local here in the DFW area. If a person wanted to join or learn more about the agency, do you have a website or a number that they can contact you with?
I certainly have. Yes, I mean, I have a personal number, and then also, again, I would point them to the WFWP.us website, and up at the top is the what we do, and the menu, you pull it down, and you see Global Women's Peace Network, which is my activity right now, Global Women's Peace Network, and my phone number. My contact information should be on that page.
Okay.
I can tell you, you know, my phone number is the one I'm calling in on now.
They can go to the website. Yeah. I'm going to let them go to the website and pull that up. And
And contact info, info at wfwc.us. Yeah, and I can get back to them.
Okay. Now, let me share something. Laura, if you don't mind, we have another lady. She may not know that we had technical problems before coming on tonight. This has been, but we do have a little bit of an hour to talk. And Laura, I want you to hear her also.
Yeah.
Laura, she works with the veterans as well as tiny houses. And I know you and her is powerful, powerful women here in the DFW area. And I kind of want you to kind of hear her a little bit. We still have some time.
Yes.
But before I bring her on, her name is Valerie Ballard. But I want to also thank, I don't know if they're listening online or what, but I want to bring them on at the end. This young man came out to my home today to do an interview with me, but he was from Mr. Carl Berry, Community Care Resource Council. And Laura, if you all have not heard of them, I need you to know who they are, because they are they remind me of you. They have 4,000 or some nonprofit organizations that they work that's under their umbrella, but it's called the Community Care Resource Council. So as we bring them on after Valerie, I want to go ahead and get Valerie and bring her on, because I think she's somewhere decorating, and she's got to leave that building in a few minutes. So I think, Valerie, if you're on, would you press number one? If not, we'll have to call you on the phone. Valerie Ballard, if you're on the line, please press number one. And I think I see her number. Yes, she is online. Okay, Valerie, are you there?
I am.
Hello? Okay,
I'm
there
here.
You are. But you didn't press number one. I had to guess which number was your number.
I kept hitting number one.
You kept hitting number one?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I didn't see something. This here podcast, I don't know what's going on with it, but I will deal with this later. But Valerie, listen, I want you to tell everybody about who you are, what you do, and you said you're decorating somewhere tonight?
Yes,
yeah,
Operation Tiny House and University Hills Veterans Housing Initiative. We're having our Christmas party here in Dallas at the Irve Theater tomorrow evening at 5 to 7:30. So I'm here decorating, and they're all waiting for me to finish. And I said, nope, I got to get on a podcast. I'll be through at 8. So they said, okay, we'll wait. So.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that they're waiting for you. But tell us a little bit about who you are. I know also you have a women veterans organization that helps women in business as well as your tiny houses. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what all you all is doing.
Okay, absolutely. So I serve as the executive director of Operation Tiny House. So we're a nonprofit organization that builds tiny houses for veterans and also assist them with employment opportunities. So that's one entity. And then we created the University Hills Veterans Housing Initiative. So Operation Tiny House purchased 11.4 acres of land. And together, the group that encompass everybody, all veterans or people who have veterans in their family, can be a part of our coalition. And that coalition is the organization that kind of makes all the decisions about what we're building. So we're going to be building townhomes, single-family homes, lofts, retail, lots of retail spaces for business owners. So we're doing that. We're working with veterans to help them to use their benefits in order to help them start their own business and get the money that they need. And then we're hoping to house them right there on that property at University Hills so that they could have a vibrant business there. And there was a story that was published in Dallas Innovates back in July. So they did a story on me, and they did a story on the property and what we were wanting to do, where there were women who read that article and started calling me. They were like, hey, I love what you're doing. I want to do the same. And they were like, how can you help me to do what you do? I said, you need to shadow me. So I told those women to shadow me. We now have 8 women. Most of them are female veterans, and they are participating and will be developing that property along with us.
Fantastic. And what I like to see, they're young women and with strong, strong minds and wills to want to do and want to help people. And want to and become productive and with their own business as well.
Absolutely.
When I came to visit you, Valerie, your veterans, your meeting there, you had all type of people. You had all races of veterans coming together, and you all looked like just a big happy family. It was just like a big happy family there, and I wanted to tell people because I like peace. I like world. I like this. I want to see more world peace, community peace, and among all people. So I just know that this particular episode that we're doing tonight is something that I really wanted to air, and I guess that's the reason why the devil didn't want me to come on tonight, because we had a lot of difficulties trying to get in here tonight. But the word is that I wanted to spread. I want to see more love spreaded. You and Lori, y'all agencies spread so much love to people all over the world, and I like that. I like that. I told a little friend of mine by the name of Millbrook. She's with the NAACP. I told her she needs to meet you. Have y'all met yet? You and Sharon?
Millbrook?
She's with the NAACP's president.
I've heard of her. I may have received a phone call from her or some way we've met each other. You know, I don't forget faces, but sometimes I do forget names. But I would if I see her, I would tell you, yes, I've met her before. But that name sounds very familiar. But you know, Vernon, I have to tell you something about veterans. Veterans, their camaraderie is unlike anything you'll ever see, because it doesn't matter what branch you served in. When you say that you are part of the veteran community, they just bond with each other. So what you see once a month when we have our breakfast, we invite guests throughout that, you know, to come to those breakfasts, and they just cling to each other. They just love each other. So that's what you saw. But that happens every single time, because they learned to do that and lean on each other and trust each other when they were in the military. So any time that they meet another one anywhere, I don't care what race, I don't care which branch, they're going to just bond together tell their war stories.
Oh, my goodness. And that is so good. And that's what I fell in love with. I fell in love with the love that I saw there with them. And I just knew that tonight would be a very intimate night for me. I mean, when I say intimate, I said because I wanted to just see it happen. And good people coming together. And when I asked you about Millbrook, I've been knowing her just as long as I've known you, Valerie, when y'all was much younger. And I think I remember her parents. But what I'm saying is that you are two powerful young ladies that I really do want y'all to meet. And because you can help each other a lot, even in spiritual or warfare when you have things going on. Okay, so, Laurie, you listen to Valerie, right?
Yeah.
Laurie, you still there?
Wow. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Well, Valerie, I want you to know Laura Humbuck, because Laura is a very powerful. I went to one of their one of their meetings, and you're talking about they had a choir up in New York. Was it Madison Square Garden?
Madison Square.
That choir was 3,000 and more. And who was the guy, the black guy who was over the choir that night? What was his name again?
Oh, Curtis, you're throwing that at me, and I.
Well,
Curtis,
the tall lady, I forgot. Her name. McClurkin, was it McClurkin that's there? He was there, but the other, I almost said her name.
Yeah.
But she was there really too.
Gospel,
it was wonderful.
All over America, actually, were able to work together in that choir for that event. Yeah. Peace Begins With Me and launching around the country. That a lot of it is consciousness raising. And like what Valerie is doing, needs to be broadcast, needs to be, and she's doing that. Great. You know, and that's what you do, Verna.
Mm-hmm.
So Hey, that's what really our purpose as Women's Federation for World Peace and Universal Peace Federation is the umbrella group. But, peace is inspiring to everybody. And like Valerie said, if you know, once you've been through something together, you're bonded. And I think, honestly, women tend to naturally bond together. I've observed that myself. You know, if you know, as a woman growing up in women naturally bond together, honestly, better than men as a rule. You go to a grocery store and women will start talking to each other about, can you help me find the cereal that I'm looking for? On the shelf, you know, and men almost never do that. It's just something about women. We just naturally know how to network, you know. So,
okay.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, let me share something with you, though, Laura. Valerie is also, they have a, what type of business do you, your women veterans, what type of business? You was, last week you was talking about a veterans coalition that you with businesses.
Black Women
Valerie.
Developers.
Black Women Developers. And what y'all do is y'all try to come together and to develop each other's businesses, or are you doing a development?
We're actually doing the development at university. So each one of those women that are shadowing me through this process, they're going to be able to purchase land there. They'll be able to purchase lots or maybe even an acre and then build on that for their particular, some of them have nonprofit organizations, like Tiffany Williams is one of them. So she is raising money to build housing for foster kids who have aged out of the program, right?
Wow.
So she is purchasing two to three lots on the University Hill development specifically for that. And then we have Sonia, who is, she's looking to build some housing for veterans. She has two houses now, and she's looking for more land. So she'll be able to, a part of this Black Women Developers, she'll be able to buy land on that 11.5 acres and build it. So what you're going to see and you'll hear more about is you'll hear about Black women developers who've come together and helped build this 11.4 acres of land.
Okay.
Wow.
That is fantastic. Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, Laura, I have invited Valerie and her group also to come to my book signing next month, because my book signing next month is going to what it includes, a young lady. I talk about this young lady in my book. She did part of my forward. But she's over a worldwide program to teach women veterans or children of veterans. Okay, if you are a child of a veteran or if you are a spouse of a veteran, how you can have your own business, how you can go to school for free. I mean, you don't have to pay for your schooling. So these type things we want to try to learn and try to connect with. She's going to be in town. I hope she's going to be in town. She said that she was coming to my book signing next month. But after we're trying to get, I'm trying to talk her into staying, but for one more extra day, just to be able to talk to people who may want to talk to her. So we will love for you and your local group to also come and be a part of that, because I don't know if they are veterans or they have family with family with veterans or not. But
what's the date in I guess that's on.
It's going to be January the 20th, I think. January the 20th is the book signing, and it's going to be at Freedom Missionary Baptist Church. At 3517 Westmoreland. That's West Westmoreland, South Westmoreland. Okay. It's right across from Kimball High School. But I will get you more information on that as the time gets closer. In fact, we're going to have her back on the show in probably another 2 or 3 weeks. I want to tell everybody before our podcast is over tonight. Next weekend, we are not going to have a podcast because I will be out of town. I think my nephew, he's going to be out of town. He's going to be on a cruise. So I have really nobody to help me with this podcast moderator, so we're going to not have a podcast next week. So I want to let you know that for you won't have to try to tune in. But the week after that, you will get notices on social media through your phone to let you know who will be coming on in the first Thursday in January. But the end of this week, this month, we will not have a podcast. But I'm thankful to all of you for being on my show tonight. I know we have still have a little bit more time, and I don't know if Mr. Carl is on the show or not, but if he is, if you can just press 1, let us know that you're here, Tiberi. We would appreciate that. And Valerie, let me ask you something. You're having a big show tomorrow. You said
yes,
on
we're having
Airway
our Christmas party.
Okay, are you telling everybody they invited to come?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So everybody can come.
Admission is a pair of socks for our veterans.
Oh, wow.
Just one pair of socks.
Yeah, you can just bring one pair of socks. Or you can buy a bundle, whatever your heart feels. So we'll be giving these socks out to our veterans at the VA and those in our community. And so we have a tiny house community in Palmer, Texas. So we have about 10 veterans that's living there. So we'll make sure all of them have really nice brand new socks. And then the other ones will be distributed at the VA hospital and throughout the community. But yes, one pair of socks will get you in. So we have great food, great music. We're having some fun games that we're playing. And somebody's going to win a lot of money tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Where is it going to be in? What's the location again?
It's the Irve Theater. It's at 1707 South Irve Street.
1707.
And that's in Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something, Valerie, and I want you all to know this. Three years ago, I was talking with, because we was helping a lot of homeless people at that time, and I helped a group of people. One of them, he's on our board, but we organized a veterans recuperative care program. Have you ever heard of that, Valerie?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, let me share something with what this is, and I want you to listen very closely. When I was talking with my friend with Parkland, and she told me, she said, Verna, she said, I wish you would help us with this program. And she said, because these people, what they do, they come into a hospital, and they could be busted up, they could be roughed up, somebody beat them up. And if they're veterans have so many, they can get checks, they can get their disability and everything going if they had a house, if they had an address. Okay. So she told me about how it's an open door, because if they come into Parkland and stay 2 nights or 3 nights, you're talking about over $10,000 the county is out of, over $10,000 or more. Okay, but when they get out of there and they say, well, they're going to go home with their family. That's what they tell the nurses and the doctors. But they don't. They go right back out on the streets. Within 1 week, they're back in there.
Okay.
So they wounds open back up. They don't take their medicine. They don't even have their medicine. They don't even have it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, I actually wrote a proposal to have a 24-hour skilled nursing facility for recuperative care veterans. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time to really watch the funding. I mean, I didn't have time to go after that funding. But that funding is out there. It's out there for a 24-hour recuperative care program, skilled nursing. When I say skilled nursing, that means it's got to be a nurse or a certified intern there to make sure that person gets that medicine. In other words, that medicine has to be put up in a locked and key facility, whereas that nurse goes around and give that person that medicine because they know they need it. That particular, we have not yet implemented that, but the group that I was working with do have two houses for people who needs recuperative care. But what I'm saying to you, Dallas needs, I mean, we need that. We need a 24-hour skilled nursing. I have talked with so many senators, and they say, Verna, when do you want us to help you? I could not do that because of my age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could help write the proposal. I can help try to implement it. But for me to monitor that and actually get it going, I cannot do it because I am not, I say physically up to it. In other words, you know how old I am, Valerie, okay?
Yeah.
So you know that, normally I cannot do that. But I wish somebody will do that. I can help them with my senators that I know, my congress people that I know. But Dallas needs it. And they told me that it was not one in the state of Texas. There was not one ever in the state of Texas has implemented that program. So when we started it, I'm going to tell you what happened. When I asked Austin, how could we get our how could we set it up as a skilled nursing? How could we can set that up? He said, I don't know. I never heard about it. So when I called my senator, I said, I also don't even know what I'm talking about. So he called them. He told them, he said, you work with her and make sure you find out what she needs to know about that, how she needs to write it and implement it. So they sent me the booklet. They said, Ms. Milton, we need you to put it under skilled nursing facility where it's a 24-hour monitoring. So that's what I had to write the proposal as. But, Valerie, it's so much needed in this community to help veterans who is weak, those who may be on drugs, maybe has been on drugs, but they're out there laying up under the bridge. When they get sick, they go to Parkland. They go to these mostly to Parkland. Or the ambulance may pick them up and take them to a facility, but they comes right back out on the streets. Some of them sell their medicine because they don't have no checks coming in. If they had a facility such as what we was going to implement, they would have had that check. We make sure that program was to make sure they get a check, get everything started, and we have a big brother system where we bring in our churches to nurse them back to health and also help them get them somewhere to stay. The program is in my mind to do that, to actually get a 24-hour facility going like that, where we can watch them all night long. And that's about a $2 million budget. Valerie, that's about a $2.5 million budget. But I'm hoping that someday we get that here in the DFW area. So that's one of the things I want to put out there if anybody's listening. I mean, because I would love to see that happen. It's just that I can't watch a 24-hour facility. I can't be over that. But I can sure help them try to get it going. So I see we have another hand up. And do y'all have time to just stay on this a little bit more? I want to see who this is calling. Okay. The number is... Okay, 3088, can you go ahead? Hello? Are you there? I think they may be there. Hello? I don't know who that person may be, but
hello?
I got him unmuted. Yes, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Hello, lady.
This is Mr. Barry, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, how are you?
Most people think I'm fat and sassy.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Mr. Barry. Go ahead. We got you on the air.
Well, I just want to say hello to everyone that's listening, everyone that cares about the community. That's what we do. I'm with Community Care Resource Council. The resource people are those people like the ladies on the call, like yourself, Verna, people that work with people that have challenges. And what we do is we help businesses, particularly nonprofit businesses, for-profit that serve the community. We help them successfully operate their businesses. A business needs administration and accounting. A business needs sales and marketing. And a business needs operational management. Most of the businesses know how to do the operational management. That's why they went in that business. They know how they operate. Mm-hmm. What they don't know is how to spend their money and manage their money, and they don't know how to market. Today, you've got podcasts, you've got social media, you've got photo shoots and videography. And so what we do is we take and create spotlights of community servants, resource providers that are designed to help people. And we market them, all the social media channels, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. And then we also coordinate events. And through our relationship with the government, we actually introduce these people to the public. There's a scripture that says, my people die for lack of knowledge. So what we do is take the people that manage the knowledge, that through their operations, they know what to do. We take that and promote it to the people, and then we've got a platform that's open to the public. If you've got a problem right now and you're listening, we've got 20 different data services that we operate. It could be that you're a veteran, you need to know how to manage your business, your benefits. It could be that you've got a drug problem. Could be that you're homeless. Could be that you got a mental health issue. Could be that you have diabetes or HIV, or that you need a trip to the doctor, or maybe you just need to go to the grocery store once a week. All of these services, we provide the data to get you and get it done. The biggest thing we do and the largest amount of calls we get are for public assistance. There's a lot of evictions. There's a lot of repairs needed on houses and those kind of things. We do not, I want to repeat, we do not do the work. What we do is pull the data and give it to the people that are seeking help so they know who to go to and what to do. And then if they need help that happens to be one of our social resources, like Verna Melton, then we'll also give them her name. But they got to do the work, because if they don't have skin in the game, I can't get them. I can't help them. And so basically, I said all that to say this. We are connectors. That's all we do. We connect people.
We are connectors.
And help them find the help they need. Our motto is, when you call CCRC, help is on the way.
Right. Well, Mr. Berry, I appreciate you being on the line and listening. I hate that we had delays tonight. I think it was about a 2 or 3, maybe 3 minute delay. I don't know. But we had a delay getting on the air tonight. But I want to say this to Valerie as well as to Laura. If you know of anybody who needs legal advice or legal services, we are going to have two. We're going to have two. And Mr. Berry, you're talking with them. I have an agency that works with me with my legal workshops, and they have lawyers from all type lawyers who want to do pro bono work. So we have one that's going to be scheduled in Cedar Hill next month. And on the 27th of January, we're going to have one at the Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church. And they're going to be talking about family law, also probate law, as well as criminal law. If they have problems of anything that they want to talk to a lawyer about, they can come to those workshops and get free legal advice. Also, the one in Cedar Hill, I'm not for sure exactly what all they're going to be talking about, but it's actually a class that they're going to teach them how to do some work. Did she tell you, Mr. Berry, exactly what they're going to be doing with in their class, as well as those lawyers? Did she tell you?
They're going to be doing what they call repair and remedy. So if they've got eviction or trouble with their paying their bills, a lot of people are still behind on mortgage because of COVID. So they help them remedy that, or they've got roof damage or leaking or a window need to be replaced. They help them do that. They're also focused on family issues. And one of the real big things that they're doing, very needed, is they help with immigration issues. And so those are three of the main things that we're going to do, not to say that the other stuff you just talked about will also be included. But we're going to really focus on those because the ghetto is no longer the home for the underserved. The underserved people have pockets all over the city, all over the what we call, it used to be the suburbs. They got little pockets of people that are having problems, that are having issues. And we're all about community care. So I'm meeting with the Northwest Legal Aid Society, and we are setting up our program and our advertising next Tuesday. And so keep your ear to the radio, and we'll tell you about it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And that's going to be in January. What do you have? Have you had a date set yet for that?
We haven't set a date yet. I've got to get with legal aid and find out which date works best.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
well, we'll keep you posted on this podcast for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, well, we'll keep you posted then. Valerie, I know that you have to leave, and we've got to get off the air, too. We've been here over an hour, but that's okay. I'm just so very thankful to God that you all was able to come on tonight, because a lot of people is listening here, and they're not hitting the number one key, but they're on the air. So I know they're listening and can take back our information to help others with as well. And Valerie, we're going to let you go, but you said that people can win some money tomorrow night at your event. Are you still there, Valerie?
Yes,
hello?
We're going to be playing a game that, yes. So people will have an opportunity.
I like to hear about folks winning money. And I never been to the casino in my life. My sister and my niece always has told me, you ought to go. I probably will win something. But I never been to the casinos before. But I always like to hear about folks winning money.
Well, come on out tomorrow night. Come on out to the Christmas party. It's only 2 hours. It's from 5 to 7:30.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell my husband we're going to have to be there. Me and him both don't see good at night. So we got to drive real slow down Interstate 30. So anyway, we're going to try our best to be there. That's so funny to me. It's funny because we're going to try to be there, I assure you. But I'm not really coming to win no money. But I just want to see you and see everybody and say Merry Christmas.
Okay, great.
Okay. So I just want to tell you all happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah.
And until the first of the year, we're not going to have a podcast next week. But I thank God that we're all still here now. And when we meet again on the podcast show in January, I hope that you all will listen back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, bless your heart. Thank you, Verna, and everybody.
You're very welcome.
Very amazing work that everybody's doing. Yeah.
Well, we'll get together, and I have the information for you all to to let each other know who you are and where you are, and I will share your information, Laura, with Valerie, and Valerie, and I'll share your information with her. Okay, and Mr.
Great.
Barry, I think we got your information already. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You.
Well, I'm gonna say good night to you all because we do have to get out of here, and. I'll see you all in the beginning of the year, okay?
Thank you. Happy Merry Christmas.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Merry Christmas to you. All right. Bye-bye.
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 Thank you.